Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, May the 1st, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, here's some information about today's show. Well, I call the first segment, Debt is Their Only Answer, because it isn't the Chinese biolab virus creating the catastrophe. The catastrophe is once again being created by the Federal Reserve, their Wall Street owners, corrupt politicians and authoritarian bureaucrats. You know, these power-hungry authoritarians can't admit they're wrong. So businesses and medical facilities remain shut needlessly, destroying the lives of millions. Well, this is a long piece and, in fact, takes up pretty much half the show, but it's really important information, ladies and gentlemen. So then I have a very quick word about Michael Flynn. His lawyers claimed in new court documents filed last Friday that the government recently produced previously undisclosed evidence that proves Flynn was, quote-unquote, deliberately set up and framed by the FBI. Well, I think we all knew this, but the information is trickling out in very agonizing dribs and drabs. Okay, then I have a book recommendation. The book is called Exit from Hegemony, The Unraveling of the American Global Order. Excellent book, and it's by Alexander Cooley and Dan Nexon. That's N-E-X-O-N. And it talks about hegemony and the larger international order. And I strongly recommend you reading it. It'll open many eyes to many unknowns. Then the segment described as 18 precedents describes a reality where there is no analogous situation in the past to the present. So all predictions based on past performance will be misleading. I think it is time to highlight this interesting information, and I have, as I say, 18 elements for you to consider. Then I talk about converting assets to real wealth. You know, this crisis period that and how you emerge, you know, from it. It will depend on whether you have converted your assets to real wealth. So there's an important message for you there. Okay, then finally, a quick word on how the Fed is indeed robbing the middle class again. The transfer from the middle class to the wealthy continues a trend begun in the wake of the dot-com bust, when the Fed bailed out the lenders who made loans to worthless companies. All over again, very tragic. Anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So as I say, feel free, select any 3 of the shows from the archive, but if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows, because I do talk a lot about current affairs, and the current affairs of the last 3 shows will be fresh in your minds. It'll give you a better chance to analyze the show itself. All right, so let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is on my Podbean page at the top. And it will stay there, so if you don't have anything to write with right now, you will find it up there. It's rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials and my name. rwlmartin1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then I have, as I think many of you know, a Facebook and a Twitter page. And I try to put into Facebook things which I think are important but are too inconsequential for the show, or too not really ample enough to warrant inclusion in the show. So they go into my Facebook page, and the address there is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, no punctuation, no spaces, all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address simply contains the one-liners, the things which may be a little in a joking capacity, but certainly don't go into the show. And so for that, you would go to www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. There's my initials, RM, RM Wake Up Call. Again, one word, lowercase, no punctuation. And that's it. So, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. I will be back on Monday with another synopsis. So, until then, take care. Bye-bye.